From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting China captures U.S. drone submarine. A Chinese warship seized a U.S. Navy unmanned underwater glider that was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea, and the U.S. is demanding its return, according to the Pentagon today. Navy Captain Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman, said that the U.S. has issued a formal diplomatic complaint over Thursday's incident, but he was not aware of any response yet. The Chinese embassy said it had no immediate comment. In the last hour, the Pentagon held a news conference, and we spoke with VOA's Carla Babb, who was in attendance, who pointed out the glider or submarine drone was in fact unmanned.
But regardless, even though it's unmanned, it's still, given that U.S. sovereignty, it's still a U.S. vessel. And so by taking it in international waters, the Pentagon is saying that that is absolutely not acceptable under international law, and it is also not acceptable for normal Chinese professional military behavior.
According to the Pentagon, a civilian U.S. Navy oceanographic survey ship operated by the Military Sealift Command was recovering two of the unmanned gliders about 50 nautical miles northwest of Subic Bay near the Philippines when the Chinese ship approached.
A lot of the South China Sea, China likes to claim for its own. However, under international law, these are international waters. But, and there are several areas around here where the Philippines will claim this, and China will also claim that specific water. Some areas where Vietnam also claims territorial water. So it is a complex issue through there. But it is clear that this is an international waterway.
Ms. Babb reports on the potential stakes as they were discussed at the Pentagon news conference.
Well, it was interesting because the question that was raised is this an act of war? I mean, China took a U.S. Navy vessel. But the Pentagon was very, very calm with its response and says, you know what, we're going to wait for China to say why it took this vessel and figure out what's going on here. So they didn't want to jump the gun on this at all.
This is VOA News. Russia says the operation to evacuate civilians and insurgents from eastern Aleppo has been completed, but opposition leaders say there are tens of thousands remaining in once rebel-held neighborhoods and accuse Iranian militias and Hezbollah of executing several men in the last convoy to leave the city. According to Syrian opposition leaders, a convoy that left Aleppo on Friday, carrying 800 people, including rebel fighters, was stopped by Iranian-commanded militias who forcibly disarmed the insurgents in breach of the ceasefire agreement, seized the team of civil defense workers overseeing the evacuation, and killed three of them. Another eyewitness among the evacuees said that about 20 buses accompanied by members of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent and International Red Cross in separate cars successfully navigated a checkpoint controlled by Russian soldiers, but were subsequently stopped at a checkpoint by Shiite militiamen from the Lebanese movement Hezbollah. In response to Russian activities in Ukraine, European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. The decision came as no surprise. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said earlier this week that they supported sanctions in light of Russia's failure to abide by the Minsk agreements on Ukraine. Angela Merkel speaking here through a translator.
Another important pillar of our council will be internal and external security. Here, the cooperation is also particularly in matters of defense. I hope we've taken a step here because I believe it is clear that the European Union must not be against NATO, but together in NATO.
She also said that migration, including external border security and relations with Turkey, would be on the agenda along with defense cooperation. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended 2 days of talks without any significant breakthrough on the major issue that divides them, a territorial dispute that dates back to World War II. And Britain has approved plans that will allow doctors to create babies using DNA from three people, making it the first country to legalize the controversial technique. The head of Britain's Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority called Thursday's approval a momentous decision and said it would be life-changing for families that suffer from some incurable inherited diseases. Critics said it would lead to a new market for genetically modified babies. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.